Full time. Okay, back at it again.
I was social mediaing. Okay.
Okay. I have like so many words, but welcome. This is the post primary
election
reactions. I seriously am so wrapping my head around it. I'll be completely honest. I am shocked across the board.
Same.
Like for multiple, even the people who were just two candidates.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know.
It's a tight.
Where do you want to start?
Let's start. I don't even know where to start. I could start many places right now.
Just choose one.
Okay, I'm going to start with Executive Vice President.
Executive Vice President?
There's two people running, and they are dang close. And
for those of you who don't know, that is Blake Harms and Dallin Johnson. Yep.
So Blake has 50% of the votes, and Dallin Johnson has 48% of the votes.
Say it one more time, sorry.
Blake Harms has 50% of the votes, and Dallin Johnson has 48%. So
that's so close.
They're really close.
I have no idea on that one because
they're like the same person.
They're just both excellent leaders, and I think that they both would make excellent vice presidents.
Yes.
And so I think that's why like they're the same person in the sense that not one of them is like blatantly more qualified than the other.
Yeah.
Not that they're like, yeah. Yeah.
It's just going to come down to who can get those votes, I think.
It's very
because
true.
Because they're similar in what they do.
Yep.
As you can tell with the results. Okay, let's talk about student events.
Okay, so I'm going to be completely honest. I'm a little surprised.
I'm very surprised.
I did not think... sorry. Go ahead and announce the results.
Okay, so the results are Joe Artari has 36%, and then Sterling Martin came in at 27%, and then Keaton Whitney came up with 35%. So that leaves Joe and Keaton moving on.
So wait, what was the percent for Joe?
36%. So
and Keaton was 39?
35.
Oh, 35? That is
9 votes
apart.
9 votes apart.
So in regards to Sterling's votes, where's your prediction? Because I honestly don't know.
I don't know.
Sterling was kind of in the middle between those who are within USUSA and those who were not. And those are kind of just, naturally voted for him.
Yes.
And now you've got a candidate who is very heavily involved with USUSA in prior years, this year especially. Mm-hmm. And then you've got one who is coming brand new into the field, into the playing field.
Yeah.
So this is very interesting.
I honestly don't know either. Have words.
Student events is also just such a
huge
position. And so this
is going to be interesting.
So I'm going to encourage all voters on these two to read their platforms and to really believe behind it, because this is the person who is going to be appointing other people to handle and be in charge of all of the major events here on campus, namely Homecoming, Traditions Week, Mardi Gras, The Howl,
Pobev.
This is student events VP that chooses these individuals. And so out of all the positions, you're going to be seeing them, their work and their work ethic the most.
Yep.
So.
And from my interactions, just kind of viewing the candidates this week, is Keaton and Joe have a very good relationship between each other from what I've seen.
It looks like
they're
very
friendly to each other. They congratulate each other. They talk to each other a lot. So.
So camaraderie.
Sterling's votes are going somewhere. There's 800. He got exactly 800. So we'll see where those go.
Very interesting. Okay, who's the next one?
Let's go talk about organizations and campus diversity.
Go ahead. Sorry, results.
We got Gerald Dean at 22%. Paulina at 17%, and then Chelsea has 59%.
So Chelsea and Geraldine are moving on.
Yep. So Chelsea's up by about 1,000, a little bit over 1,000 votes. But you never know where Paulina's votes are going to go. So
it's true. I haven't read either one of their platforms. I know they're both very much qualified individuals. Mm-hmm. I know that for whatever way you look at it, they're about even on the scale when it comes to involvement. And I think it just also now it comes down to, like I said, reading their platforms and going from there, making a decision.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Interesting.
I forgot who I voted. Oh, I remember now.
The rest are all just the unopposed. So last but not least is the president one.
Okay, so let's really quick, and this is going to cross over into our next segment very well. We have a very special guest. I hope you guys are excited because I am.
Because I'm pumped.
I am pumped too. So the president, good. What are the numbers?
Rachel Fresh came in at 23%. Sawyer Hemsley at 21%. And Michael Scott Peters with 54%.
Okay, I'm first going to preface this discussion that I did not prefer one or the, like, I'm not, this is not like a one was better than the other situation. I'm just going to go off of my observation from their campaigns from yesterday to today.
Yes.
I'm not going to I'm not saying, I'm just going to say that I am just based off of Sawyer Hemsley's campaign efforts and social media, I am very surprised by those results.
Same.
I don't know what I could, but exactly, I was, when you told me the results, I was like, honestly, I think it's very interesting. I knew that Michael Scott was going to be one of the two.
Yes.
I just did not think that, I didn't know
which
how
one
it went.
Was.
Just based off of, and I'm a journalism PR guy, so I go off of the analytics of social media, and Sawyer was much higher than any other candidate that was that's racing this year. And so based off of that, you go, okay, so obviously the campus is watching him
and
the most.
He was everywhere. Yes. All over every single one of my feeds.
Yeah. Crazy involved. He had he stood out from the rest of everyone else dressed in complete gold, which is not Utah State colors at all, but whatever. And so silver would have been, but I'm not going to, we'll get
gold
into that later.
It's
the new thing.
It's the new thing.
But he stood out. He social media presence was strong.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by this.
I am too.
Not to say that I didn't think Rachel Fresh her videos were good, and I think that her design and branding was really excellent.
She did excellent in the debate, Greek debate.
Oh yeah, you were telling me that. Yeah. You and Liz were telling me that
she did a really, really, really good job.
So this is very interesting.
And she's highly involved as well too. So
Michael Scott's also involved Michael Peters is involved in his own right. But I mean, this is crazy interesting. Before we head to the next segment, which I'm super excited about, I just want to encourage you all that regardless if you're a candidate that you chose or voted for, moved on or not, all four positions that actually had the options, please go and read their platforms and go to the debates, go to the town halls. I know there is a town hall tomorrow in the Hub, the Statesman debate from 11:30 to 12:30, but I encourage you all to really look into the candidates from this point on, because these are the options you have for your next year USUSA, and it's all kind of riding on what the student body decides. And so and if you did not vote, first of all, shame on you, because you should have. It was very easy.
You.
There was a million and one booths around campus. but encourage those who didn't vote or those who believe that this election is dumb or whatever to vote anyway, because vote informed, but vote, because this affects them just as much as it affects you. So read the platforms. If you see them outside while you're walking to and from classes, ask them questions. And make an informed decision.
Yeah. Also, one thing, we didn't go over the senators. We just kind of looked at the executive council. So go online, figure out on USUSA's Twitter who moved forward in the senators, and make sure you're reading their platforms and what college you're a part of.
Yep. I have two for Chas, and I don't know.
Yeah.
They're both very nice people. So this is hard, but I'll figure it out by myself.
Awesome.
We're going to move on, and I am so excited, but we're going to like take like a five and like drink some water and whatnot, and then we'll get back into it.
Woohoo.
But we're going to, our next segment is, it's like.
Can we announce who's coming or no?
No, I'm going to leave it a surprise. Okay. But I'm so excited.
Don't.
It's going to be good. Okay, we'll be right back. Everyone be excited. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait. Should we say go Aggies?
One,
okay.
One, two, three.
Go Aggies. But like in like 2 seconds, go Aggies again. Sorry.
Yeah.
Do I do it again? I screwed up.
No, bye.
Okay, bye everyone.